All right, Matchroom Radio with David Diamante. We are back, and we are in the city of Sheffield, England. It's known as the Steel City. And we have a young woman with us who's in the co-main event, and it might steal the show, her fight, possibly. We have Alicia the Bomb Baumgartner, 10-1, 6 KOs, world title challenger. She's fighting Terry Harper. Alicia, good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. The UK has been very welcoming. Everyone's been friendly. And Saturday's going to be a great night.
So this is your first time in the UK, huh?
It is, yes.
What are you for? Like, so you flew into, did you fly into London or Manchester?
I flew into Amsterdam first, from Detroit to Amsterdam, and then Amsterdam to Manchester.
Oh, so okay, so you flew to Manchester. Mm-hmm. So you get to London, you go through customs. What are your first impressions of England?
Shit, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. Listen, I wanted to get a stamp on my
passport. By the way, folks, she's from Detroit, all right? If you didn't hear it, that's Detroit. I'm just saying, shit, I'm here. Go ahead. You wanted a stamp, but they didn't do it, right?
They don't do the stamp.
Yeah, they don't do the stamp.
I'm like, I need a stamp on my book.
I'm so sick of stamps. I have to get new passports.
I'm sure.
And what happens is when I go through customs, because I've got stamps from a lot of different countries, and they look at me like, who are you? And sometimes I get pulled aside. You know, it's like, you know, a lot of stamps from Colombia or from El Salvador, Haiti, or these different places. And so I like a clean passport. I just got a new one, and it's starting to get stamped up.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to keep it as pristine as possible. But you wanted that stamp, huh?
I wanted that stamp, yes.
All right, so what else? Then you get in the car, you're driving on the other side.
Yeah, I'm driving, and, you know, we're going through these. Would you say mountains or valleys?
It's called Snake Pass.
Snake Pass.
It's called Snake Pass. Okay. 24 miles between Manchester and Sheffield. That's how you get here. Okay. I know this road really well.
Listen.
And I'm a motorcycle rider, so, you know, I'm dreaming about being on the twisties, but I'm in the back of a van getting seasick because it's a lot.
He asked me, he's like, do you get seasick? I'm like, not really. But then I'm like, this is what they mean, you know? Yeah. And then the fact that they're driving on the other side, that's so different. I'm like, I would crash a car.
Yeah.
Even if I tried.
Yeah.
But it was so beautiful to see. I love sightseeing. I just love seeing just what the world is. There's so much to see, you know?
So
and coming
much to
from
see.
A very small town and being 27 now, I've just been able to see a lot.
You come from a small town in Ohio, yeah? Originally.
Yes.
It's like you were like about an hour and a half from Cleveland, but you're closer to Toledo, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, you right off Lake Erie.
Mm-hmm. Great fish, great perch and walleye.
So they say. I don't know. It depends where you go.
That's true.
You know, you get that lake fish. Some of it's really good, but some of it, I don't know.
Yeah.
Some of it's a little suspect. You got to know the right spots. But you've been out. I mean, you live close to Detroit. You live like, what, 20 minutes outside, 30 minutes outside?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's where you train now, right?
Yep, train, and I live there, yes.
By the way, I want to say I'm so sorry for the loss of Ali Salam.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's just terrible. I mean, he was so young, 59 years old.
Very, very young. So much wisdom and knowledge that he had.
Well, go on, please talk. I was going to say the one thing about it is that hopefully his knowledge lives on through Tony, through LJ, through his sons. You know, to me, it's like Emmanuel Stewart or like any of these great, you know, Nazim, you know, Hamed, these incredible coaches that pass. It's like a coaching tree. Their knowledge goes through the students, their pupils.
No, absolutely. You definitely just feel it with just LJ, you know, Tony, just all the fighters that's been involved with Coach Ali. You know, there's a sense of him there in every fighter.
Yes.
And so it's a comfort thing. And it's definitely something that I miss, but I definitely feel him. This time last year, we were actually in camp together. That was our last camp. And so I just remember our various talks of being a world champion. And here we are now. So perfect timing, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. What's it like being in camp with those guys? I mean, obviously Tony, man, world champ, former world champ, you know. Were you in the camp when he beat Charlo?
I wasn't in that camp. I was in the second one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was it? Unfortunately, lost that fight. But what was it? What's it like training with those guys?
Listen, before I went down there, I'm like, okay, this is going to say a lot about who I am, right, as a fighter and what I can put myself through. I said, if I get through this, I can do anything because I understand that multitude of training is so high. You have to be in top shape. So I did everything they did, everything. We run it at 5:30 in the morning, practicing three times a day. And I literally looked doubt in the face in that training camp and said, I can do this. Like, I am her and I'm so capable. And it was so amazing. It was the best camp I ever had.
How long have you been with them now?
In Detroit?
Yeah, in that gym?
I would say probably like 3 years.
About 3 years.
Seems 3 years to me.
Because, I mean, look, you've been in, like you said, you've been in the sport 20 years. I mean, what, you're 27, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you started boxing around 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you started with wrestling, went to boxing. So you've been in this environment for quite a long time.
Very, very long time. You know, been able to be in former world champions camps, got to go to Norway to be in Cecilia's camp. So I've just been around so many world champions and just got to see the experience. And so I gained a lot of knowledge from that. Been around a lot of trainers as well. You know, I have five trainers under my belt, so they all taught me something to continue, you know, adding to my resume, you know.
Of course. I wanted to ask you about the Cecilia stuff because, first of all, what did you think of Norway?
Norway was so beautiful. I loved the country. Loved it.
It's nice. It's not. No, I like Norway a lot. But
I mean, I only got to see Oslo, which is where we were.
Right.
But other than the States, it was just pretty.
It's so clean, right?
Mm-hmm, very.
I'm just clean. Not used to that. It's like going up to Canada. You're like, wait, where's the garbage?
Right.
Yeah, it's a really clean place. People are super nice.
Yeah.
Were you okay with that raw fish and eating all that kind of?
You know, we didn't really get to go out, so we had meals already.
You had prepared meals.
Yeah. So.
Okay. And how long were you in her camp?
I was there for a month.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What you must have learned a lot of her. I mean, look, I know obviously Cecilia's lost her titles to McCaskill, but nevertheless, she collected those belts. Mm-hmm. She has so much knowledge, and she's one of the, you know, early, I don't want to say pioneers, but she kind of is, you know. I mean, there were women before her, obviously, but she was a superstar in the sport for a long time before it kind of, I mean, right now, obviously, women's boxing is really getting a lot of shine, which is great, but Cecilia was doing it before that. So what did you learn off of her?
I told myself when I go over there and I spar her, and I would know what type of level I was on. And when I tell you I was on her level and then some, I knew where my pedigree of a fighter was. And sparring Cecilia was just like, it was easy work for me to, you know, I say that in the most respectful way, but I'm like, I understand what I'm capable of doing. And I understand the level that it takes to be a world champion. And I'm like, I'm so close, but I'm still learning. And I always love to learn. So that experience was just one of my biggest, you know, that was my first training camp being asked to come to a world champions camp. So, you know, I got taken care of, you know, and just was able to gain knowledge, and knowledge is everything to me.
Who was her coach at the time? Was it Abel?
It was Jonathan Banks.
It was Jonathan Banks. Okay.
Who actually was my coach after I left Norway. I'm like, I need him. So.
Right. Sure. Mm-hmm. And what you say you have five trainers on your belt. What makes you switch?
I felt like, when somebody serves you and they can't serve you anymore, you have to learn to do better for yourself. And it's not to be mean or anything, but one thing about me is I'm very loyal. And so I learned with my first coach, my first boxing coach, that I had to leave him in order to grow. Mm. But my loyalty was like, well, I've been with him for so long, but I knew that I had to reach many levels and I was really just holding myself back. So every trainer that I had been with taught me something, and when I felt like it was time to leave, that nothing was serving me anymore, then, you know, I was able to do that.
Yeah, I understand that. It's got to be difficult. Speaking of, hold on, I just want to kind of correct myself on something I said earlier, because I just realized that you're talking about trainers, and we were talking about these great coaches that have passed, and I said Nassim Hamed. He's obviously a fighter from Sheffield, because we're here in Sheffield, but I was talking about Nassim Richardson.
Okay.
That's who I meant. I just wanted to clarify that. But, you know, the first time you said you knew you needed to move on with a different trainer, did it become easier to do that as time went on when you realized, like, listen, this is, and do you tell them when you go into a relationship like that? Like, listen, I'm going to be with you till I feel like it's not going to serve either of us.
No, you know, I kind of just let time play itself out. And I think when that time is, it comes, you know, then I'll be able to speak that. But that's just how I felt. Like, you have to grow in the sport. Boxing is a growing sport. So
you got to grow in the sport of life.
Man, period.
Period, point blank. It is what it is. And boxing's a part of that. So, yeah, absolutely. I don't think it serves anyone if you guys aren't growing.
Exactly. And for me, I'm all for growth and all for just being a better woman and challenging myself and just being better every day.
So I don't know. A lot of people out here probably don't know, but I've known you for a long time. We've known each other for quite a long time. It's really good to see you, by the way.
Really great to see you, too.
Yeah. We did a lot of fights together back in the day. Louisville, you know, seen you in Atlanta and seen you all over the place. I think the last fight I did of yours was your one loss, and that was the Lynn Nardatu fight in Louisville, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I know how hard that was for you, but I want to hear you talk about it, because I remember it, like, because you've always been just so, like, because from the moment I met you, you were like, you're just gung-ho, like, you're ready, you know what I mean? Like, you're about that life. And I know you believe so hard in yourself.
Right.
You know, you got the winning mentality, which is great, you know, as do I in life. Like, I'm winning. And I know you kind of are on that track. You were very young. You're trying to do your thing. And then to have that setback, I remember that night. Like, I remember the whole night. I remember the arena and the setup and Louisville, Kentucky. What a town that is, right? Obviously, Muhammad Ali. And we were That fight was under Holyfield Promotions, Evander Holyfield, when he was doing Real Deal.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a tough fight for you. How did you come back from that? What was your initial, were you like, I'm done, like life's over when it first happened, or were you just dejected?
Yeah, you know, when they were announcing who the winner was and my hand wasn't raised, I'm like, damn. I'm just like, okay, well, I'm still going to go. I'm still going to keep pushing because this is not the end of it. So it was a sense of, I have so much more to offer. And at that moment, I'm like, I got to change. I have to change a lot of things.
Okay.
A lot of things.
And so what did you change?
I changed my circle. I changed the people I was around. I cut off all the toxic that I had leading up to that fight. It was very toxic. You know, my mentality was not in the right place. And, you know, that has a lot to do with when you're getting into a fight, especially, you know, a fight like this. And I just had to remove all toxic, anything that wasn't serving me, you know. And, you know, I told myself, I sat with myself. I said, you know, this is just the beginning. You know, taking that fight on was such a challenge for me. And I'm so happy I took that fight. And even though I got a loss, I'm like, and?
Yeah, it's a learning experience. Exactly. I love that attitude.
Yeah, I'm just like, and? Like,
right.
Even today, like with this fight, my O is gone. That don't bother me.
Right. You're not worried about it.
I'm not worried about it.
Can you tell me more about this, the toxicity? Because I think a lot of people, everyone knows, you know, you're a boxer and you did this and you do the modeling and you do that. Cool. But who's Alicia? Who are you hanging around with? Who are these toxic people? You talking friends, girlfriends, boyfriends, school? Was this people in the neighborhood? This your family? What's going on?
Just my environment, what I was surrounded by, just certain people that were in my life at that given time. It just was not serving me. And I knew it from the beginning.
Like friends?
Yeah, I would say friends. I would say
Or frenemies?
Frenemies, yeah. I would say that. And so I just knew right then and there, I'm like, yeah, this is not working. You know what I mean? Even with the trainer aspect at that time too, it was just a lot of things. It was a lot of things. So I had to grow from that moment. And I was younger then, you know.
Of course.
But
yeah, this was 2018, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we talking for, yeah, you're 23.
Right. And so that moment I knew, I'm like, okay, my life took a detour. Right. Even leading up to that, my life was in a detour direction.
Mm.
And I started seeing things just from afar and knowing that certain decisions will change the outcome. Right. And so I had to sit with myself and, you know, take accountability of my decision making.
I like that.
You know,
accountability is huge.
Huge.
Forget excuses.
Right.
Hate excuses.
Right. So taking accountability, then I'm just like, okay, you know what you have to do, and you know what's right and what's wrong. So what are we going to do to be better? You know? So I moved back home. I moved back to Ohio.
I want to ask you a question about family. Go on.
Yeah. So I moved
Moved back to Ohio.
Moved back to Ohio. Actually moved in back with my mom. And, you know, we always been a big family oriented. You know, my grandma lived with us. My mom, you know, she always loved seeing her kids. And, you know, I was working then as well. So I was a nurse's aide.
It's great. That's thank you for your work, for helping those people. That's great. It's a tough job. It's very tough job.
It is very tough, but it's so rewarding, you know, really just to help somebody.
Yeah.
So yeah, I moved back home and was a nurse's aide and just kept working and was wondering, okay, what's next? And I knew that obviously I was going to still keep boxing, but I needed a trainer, right? So I'm like, what am I going to do? Do I go back to my old trainer? Do I start a new trainer? And prior to that is when I was still with Sugar Hill, and I went to Tony's gym one day to get some sparring. And just the atmosphere in there, so family-oriented. Everyone makes you feel like family. And I'm just like, wow, this is really nice. And then meeting Coach Ali, he was, like, such a peaceful man. Like, you meet him, you're just like, wow, he's so, like, his, just a peaceful atmosphere, right? And so I'm just like, you know, I had an incident with my coach that day, and
What kind of incident? What happened?
So he walked out on me while sparring because I wanted to do some more rounds. He's like, no, you know, I only want you to do this, man. I was like, no, I'm here. Because I was driving from Ohio to Detroit.
Yeah, it's far.
So that's like two hours, right?
Yeah, it's a lot.
So I'm dedicated. I'm driving. You know, he walked out. You know, we had a misunderstanding. That happens with trainers and whatever. But I knew that I needed something else. I know that, you know, I had my time with that trainer and it was time to move on. And Coach Ali was next. But I felt that in my spirit. I felt a calmness about that. And here I was driving back and forth from Ohio to Detroit and ended up getting a fight, I think, and then stayed in an Airbnb up there for like 3 months.
Yeah, in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Journey, man, I'm telling you.
It's a journey, man. A
journey.
People don't realize. They see you at the top and think, oh, man.
Man, there's so much to it. You know, we can talk all day about my story. But just the dedication that I had that I kept, you know, just driving, working, driving back home, just trying to make myself better. I'm like, I know where I'm supposed to be, and I know that I have a God-given gift, and I just want to use that gift to the best of my ability.
Where do you think that drive comes from? Do you think it comes from your folks? Do you think it just comes from you internally?
I would say internally, and just like my upbringing, you know, I would say that.
What kind of upbringing did you have?
You know,
what did your folks do for a living?
Yeah, so we're a family of seven. You know, I have a twin sister, two older sisters, and a brother.
Where do you guys fall, you and your sister?
I'm the middle, so I'm the oldest twin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm the middle child, too.
Yes. You know, really just big family oriented and, you know, grew up in church, was able to have that type of guidance. And I really believe that that guidance has helped me and carried me and made me who I am today, because I've had God on my side to really provide for me, to guide me, protect me, and to see things from afar, like I said, and just have a sense of that feeling. Like, if you know that feeling inside, that intuition, that pulling on your spirit, you know what I'm talking about. So I just had that throughout my life, and I just know that it was just the athletic ability is a God-given thing for me. You know, I was five coming out the womb looking like I have muscles. Like, a lot of people think I probably lift weights.
You're just ready.
I don't lift weights. You know, I was naturally just built. You know, they were telling my mom, like, are you making her lift weights in the backyard? Like, why is she cut up like that?
That's funny. Are your brothers and sisters jacked too or no?
No.
It's just you.
Yeah.
So what about your twin? Is she like you?
We're totally different, opposites.
Like, even looks.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
We probably have the same curly hair.
Crazy.
But we're different a lot.
I don't think I've ever met your twin.
No, I don't think
so. Has she been to any of your fights?
She's been to one, I'm going to say.
Where was it? Which fight?
I think it was my debut. My debut fight. But I'm going to start bringing her on.
Yeah, that's funny. Now, what did your folks do for a living?
So my dad was a crane operator, mm-hmm. and my mom was a stay-at-home mom. So she took us to our sports, you know, made sure we were fed and clothed. And
is everyone in your family like doing sports?
So everyone tried boxing, right?
So was it your dad throwing you guys into it?
Yeah, so my dad has a boxing family, and so in the small town, we had
Now we're getting somewhere. Okay, go on.
So small boxing family, like my dad boxed, his dad boxed, his brother boxed.
Okay. That's who's got the bug, and then you guys got it.
And then my father, on my father's side, so there's my dad and there's my father, right?
Right.
So on my father's side, you know, they're also a big sports family, too.
Okay.
You know, a lot of professional
Someone in your family's an NFL player, right? Your cousin?
Yeah, Micah Hyde.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just, again, it's in the blood.
It's in the blood.
It's in the blood.
You know, I mean, and forget about it. Genetics is part of it, too, but it's the mentality.
It's the mentality.
That love of sport, you know. It when it happens young, it's hard to shake it. Like
it is. You know, I was 5 years old wrestling boys on the mat and slamming them. You know what I'm saying? Their dads are getting mad at them. They're yelling at them. You don't let a girl beat you. And I'm just like, I'm just here. Like, I'm not even thinking
about
it.
You're like, I'm just doing my thing.
But it built so much confidence in who I was as, you know, a young girl. And then going into boxing, you know, I just been in male-dominated sports. So all I know is challenge yourself. Like, keep pushing. Like,
right.
I don't even see gender. I just see an athlete. I see someone who's working hard.
Are you sparring with a lot of guys?
All I do is spar men.
So, and when you spar guys, I assume they don't go full on, or do they?
I would say they do.
Full, like they trying to knock you out.
Yeah, they trying.
Don't look at Jamie. By the way, everyone, we got Jamie as our producer today. Scott. Scott is has the day off today, so.
No, they, you know, they.
Jamie, shout out. He's shy. Okay, anyway, back to you.
No, they definitely take, you know, they're serious in what they do, and I want them to be serious because it pushes me as an athlete. I will get upset if you're taking it easy on me because now you're, like, underestimating me.
Yeah, sure.
And it's like it's a respect thing.
Is your family, like, super proud of you?
Oh, they love it.
They're
big supporters. My dad, my mom, my sisters, they all love it. They're big supporters.
Man,
what I do.
There's so much I want to talk to you about. All right, real quick, like, how did you hook up with Marshall Kaufman? By the way, big shout out to KP, Kings Promotions.
Yes, King.
Marshall Kaufman, that's my guy right there, man. How'd you guys get hooked up? Because we were with Holyfield,
mm-hmm.
Or you were with Holyfield, and you know, I used to do fights for them or whatever, but you were with Holyfield, and then obviously they disbanded. So how'd you get hooked up with Marshall?
Man, you know, I would meet Marshall on a few occasions because I would, you know, be traveling with my manager to different fights. And I met Marshall, knew he was a promoter. Actually went to my first professional show in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, sure.
And I was like,
he's a PA cat.
I'm like, wow, this is live. And so just that moment, you know, it's kind of crazy how timeline happens. And
right.
Went to his first show. And then, you know, real deal was over with, and you know, I was free agent then, and
just happened,
and it was perfect. It came at the right time, and I really appreciate King's Promotion, you know, signing me and giving me the spotlight and being able to be, you know, the main event in Pennsylvania on a card, and just, you know, being able to fight there too. So it's like my second home.
Yeah, for sure. PA's cool, man, and there's a good scene out there. big shout out to Greg Serb, by the way, too. Also,
the
commissioner.
Everyone knows Greg.
He's a great guy, man. Great guy. I wanted to ask you, what was I just thinking? I just lost my train of thought because I was thinking about Greg. We were talking about Marshall Kaufman. We were talking about I know what I wanted to ask you. So, Mikhail, obviously, Meyer just had this big fight with Hamadouche. You've seen that, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Great fight. We all thought it was a great fight. But you were supposed to fight her. I mean, that there was like a big, like, just so people know, like, this Terry Harper fight, this is a great fight, man. This is a really good fight.
This is great, right?
This is a great fight, yeah. Like, people don't realize, like, this is a cracking little fight right here, like, for real. There's a lot on the line for both y'all.
Oh, okay? For sure.
For both y'all. Definitely for Terry, definitely for you, but there was a great fight that was brewing between you and Meyer. I wanted to see that fight. And I know you turned it down. I know you had the ACL. I'm sure that was probably the reason behind it, because I know you want to fight her. You're a fighter. Like, you want to fight her. Mm-hmm. Is that what it was? I mean, how are you feeling at 130? Because the climate right now, this is litty.
Well, the story with that is, you know, we did get offered to fight Michaela more than once, right? And so the initial offer was to fight her. And, you know, I didn't have surgery then. I wanted to fight her. And I'm just like, you know, my trainer's like, you know, you should just wait. You should get the surgery. I'm just like, nah, you know, fighter mentality. Like, nah, right, I can right. do it. And then, you know, I listen. And then I said, okay, it's going to come back around. I knew this opportunity was going to come back around. You know, I got the surgery, was offered to fight her again. They actually turned that down. There's a lot of he say, she say with that.
Okay.
But as much as I wanted to fight Mayer, I'm like, Terry Harper, like, why not? That's the one we want.
Why right? did you want Harper? Why'd you want Harper?
You know, she has the green belt.
You want the green belt.
We want the WBC. We want to go straight to the source. And, you know, I didn't really hear about Terry Harper. You know, with women's boxing in the light and not in the light, you have to do your own research when it comes to women's boxing, who's at the top, who's sure. not. And so I came across Terry. I'm like, wow, like, this is, she's a two-time. She's got the WBC. I'm like, okay. Eyes on her, you know?
She's a great person, too.
Yeah.
She really is.
And so I'm just like, yeah, like, I'm over here worried about Mayer. I'm like, Terry Harper's the one that...
She got the green belt.
We want her. And so I knew that it was all going to come back around, and it came back around for the right opportunity. And here we are, Saturday night, fighting for two world titles, fighting Terry Harper. And I think that's the perfect fight.
That's what I say. This is good. Let's get it on. I can't wait to see the fight.
I can't wait.
It's a great fight. And I think also, I mean, look, we don't know what's going to happen, obviously, Saturday. That's why we watch. That's why we have these fights. Mm-hmm. I think this could be a 50-50 fight. I mm-hmm. mean, it's a close fight. I mean, I haven't seen you since 2018.
Right.
So there's a lot I don't know what's been going on. And I don't know what's going on with, you know, you and Tony and LJ and Ali Salam and all the training that's going on in Detroit. I don't know because I haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. But I know the Alicia of old, who was still a very good fighter. And I want to see what you bring now. Also, Terry, she's had a layoff too. You know, she's got the hand injuries, which could be a factor. Obviously, you had the ACL, which, you know, you tell me it's 100%. I'm sure it's 100%. But, you know, sometimes those things can be in your mind, you mm-hmm. know. But we don't know what's going to play a factor in this fight. But I know that, like, either way, y'all going to go at it.
Right. Yeah. Like you said, a lot of people don't know who Alicia is. A lot of people only see what's on the internet.
Yeah.
A lot of if you know me, then you know. If you don't, you will find out Saturday. And so, yes, it's going to be a great fight. Terry is coming to fight. I'm coming to fight. And, you know, we have similar stories in a sense, you know, her being off from an injury, me having to be off from an injury, coming back to wanting a tough fight.
Sure.
I did the same thing. I was almost off 2 years.
Yeah, for sure.
Came back, wanted a tough fight, fought Vanessa Bradford, who hasn't been stopped. So it was a tough fight, but I understood you have to be in a fight to understand where you are.
100%.
As an athlete, as a boxer.
Definitely.
You can be in the, I was in the gym 24/7 after my injury. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to fight night, it's so different.
It's a different thing. It's a different beast. It's a different animal. It's a different mentality. It's different on your body.
Exactly. So being able to have that fight in August gave me all the confidence I needed for this fight. It'd have been different if I didn't get a fight and we were fighting. So, you know, we were kind of on the same level as far as being off and not having a fight. But I had a fight. It was a great, great performance, great 8 rounds, dominated every round.
Yo, imagine if you come through Saturday, the fight with Mikhail Myler. That, I mean, it would just be huge. Big unification fight.
Huge.
Massive, especially after that fight with Hamadouche. That would be lit. That would be big.
Listen, I'm the season to this division, I would say, if you know what I mean.
You're what?
I'm the season to this.
What does that division. Mean?
You're the seasoning. The seasoning.
Oh, you're the season.
The sizzle.
Oh, okay. The you're the accent. You're the
Cajun spice.
You're the Cajun spice. The Cajun sparkle. I like it. Wow. Okay. The Lowry's.
Yes.
Y'all get that Lowry's on that joint.
If you don't got that in your cabinet, you ain't cooking right.
They don't know anything about that over here. I don't think you guys know about Lowry's. No, they don't. Like they got no Old Bay. You know anything about Old Bay? No, they don't know anything about that. Man, y'all don't know how to eat. Anyway, love you guys in England, but come on, man. Oh, man. Let's get with it. That's really funny. You're the seasoning. I like it. Yeah, no, but you are. You are. You add spice. You definitely add spice. And there's a lot of spice. There's a lot of spice going on. Yo, we got Sunisa Strata out there. You got Clarissa Shields, just lost her MMA fight. You got Amanda Serrano. There's Savannah Marshall. There's like all these women fighters. There's so much going on,
there's so many women fighters. And what people miss, what people don't understand is that, oh, there's not a lot of female fighters. There is. The lights just not give it to them. I'm a great fighter. I'm like one of those fighters in the dark, right? So now that the light has shown, like, who is Alicia, I'm given that opportunity now to really showcase who I am and to be on the big stage.
Yo, you were calling Eddie?
Yeah, oh, I was DMing him. I was DMing him, like, since last year, like, listen.
Give me the chance.
I need you. What you're doing for women's boxing is amazing. Give me an opportunity. I'll fight one of your stablemates. I don't care who it is. He kept seeing it. I'm just like, dang, he just put me on scene like that? I'm like, I don't care. I'm still writing him.
I love it, though. That's great.
You know, and I put it out in the air. I put it out in the air. I'm just like, listen, like, I'm all for making a great fight for women's boxing, and I'm an athlete. I love fighting. It's what I've been doing since a young age, and
you
I
want to
fight the best. I want to fight the best.
You are an athlete, and you're also a fighter in your heart. I know you are, and you want to do this. This is since I've known you, this is how you are. You know, you're very driven. But let me ask you this, because one more thing, because we got to go soon. I could talk to you all day, but you got this modeling thing going on. Mm-hmm. So you signed with Ford Model. That's big. Ford's huge. You still with Ford?
Yes.
Okay. And you got the Adidas thing, which I see you rocking right there, you know.
Hey, three stripe gang.
Got to do it. Okay. Adidas, you know what they say it stands for?
There's a few.
There are a few. But we're just going to keep it all day. I dream about sports. We'll just say that. But when I was a kid, there used to be some other acronyms.
I got you.
All day I dream about sports. That's it. Yes. We'll keep it there. Yeah, what's going on with your modeling career? Are you still doing that? Is that something you really want to take seriously? What's the next step? What have you been doing? What campaigns? Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, so with that,
the people want to know.
With that is just a blessing within itself. I'm so thankful, and we obviously signed with Adidas Boxing first, and then just being with Ford Models, that just opens the door to like just the modeling world, right?
Oh, huge. Yeah. Ford's big.
Yeah. And so what I know is that I can't box forever, for one. And two, I'm all for promoting myself and knowing that I can do both. I can look good and fight. Like, there's a difference. Like, I can really bang in there, you know what I'm saying? And come out and put my makeup on, put a nice dress and some heels on, and be Alicia, you know?
That's it.
And
I've seen it. Oh, I've seen it. I mean, in Atlanta, you showed up in a dress.
Period.
Boom.
If I get a chance to wear a dress and some heels, I'm on it. Okay.
Yeah, you were there in Atlanta in that dress. That was great. That was a great night, man.
Yes.
We had so many good times on the road there.
It was great.
So yeah. So okay. So you like the both. You like to be that the beast in the ring, the beauty outside. You know.
Yeah, just building my resume and who I am as a fighter. You know, versatile, and again, just show. The beauty of it is, you know, if you read the Vogue interview, you know, I talked about being self-conscious about having muscles, because I'm like, girls aren't supposed to have muscles. Like, that's not normal.
Yeah, I did read that article. Let me ask you this. First of all, do you know Ramla Ali?
I'm familiar with her.
Okay, because she models, and she's wonderful. She's great. She's great. She's a very inspiring young woman who's just kicking butt. She just put a book out, and love Ramla Ali. But I was wondering if you knew her. But when did that change happen? Like, when were you like, oh man, I'm self-conscious about this. It's not womanly to like, this is me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm owning this. When did that change happen?
That's a great question. I don't know. I had to learn just to love myself. I really had to just to take that time and that self-love to be like, this is who I am. Like, there's women who wish to have a body like mine. You know what I'm saying? They had to go to the gym every day to have a body like mine. And I was just...
So it was a process.
It was a process for sure. It was definitely a process.
It wasn't like something happened and you were like, that's right.
No.
The bomb. Alicia the bomb.
But it's funny because it was like, there's like Alicia and then there's AB. So like when I did fight, I'm like, yeah, look at my arms. I'm strong. Like, I have the whole package. But then Alicia was just like, dang, like, that's not, I don't know. It was just weird time. But I learned to love myself. You have to love yourself.
You got to.
And, you know, this is who I am. This is me.
Well, I am so proud of you. And I cannot wait to see your fight. And it's great to see you.
Oh, man.
It's great to see you. And I wish you the best of luck. And I can't root for you because I can't root for any fighter ever. I'm always rooting for you in life. But, you know, I can't root for Terry or for you. I've just got to call the fight, be neutral. But I want the best woman to win. I want you both to stay safe and, you know, on bigger and better for both y'all. Would you be okay to answer a couple fan questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Fan questions. Okay. Ged Gear asks Alicia, is this fight the golden ticket? Win this in a unification fight with Mayer in America is surely a huge financial earner for you and a chance to cement your legacy.
I would say definitely this is the golden ticket.
Huge.
Golden ticket. This is my opportunity that I've been waiting for my entire career. You know, everyone wishes to have this moment to get there. And I've been patient. I've been so patient during the process. And I will take that opportunity and become a 2-world champion.
Yeah, you have, like, you know, living in Ohio, living in Michigan, grinding, doing the work, going to the gym, fighting with the fellas. It's a long road.
It's so long.
It's a long road. And the whole dance with Meyer, and now with that fight that just happened on ESPN, a huge fight. Now this fight, I mean, it's just like, it's coming together.
Man.
It could happen. But you must win Saturday.
I must win Saturday.
Or it's all poof. Okay. Next question. Katie Pauls asks Alicia, front cover of Vogue or to win a world title?
World title.
Boom. That wasn't even a hesitation. You heard that?
Right. World title, baby.
World title, baby. Strap season. All right. Strap season for the season, for the seasoning. Okay. _Kelly_Elliot asks Alicia, this is the last one, by the way. Who would you rank 1 to 3 out of Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano, or Clarissa Shields pound for pound? Are they the top three pound for pound?
Are they the top three? Yes. And I won't say the order, but they are top three.
You think they're the top three? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I guess with choosing who's top is what are you looking at? Are you looking at accomplishments? Are you looking the way they fight? Are you looking the way they carry themselves? Are you looking the way they hold their belts? I don't know.
Yeah, it's all subjective.
It is.
All these like pound for pound, and it's subjective. It's fun.
It's fun, yeah.
People love to talk about it, but it's subjective. So
I agree.
But listen, I tell you, I'm really excited to see your fight Saturday. It's wonderful to see. You look great. You look in great shape. You look mentally strong. You look ready for this. I know Terry is too. That's why this is just 2 freight trains. It's a great fight. I wish you the very best, and I'm looking forward to calling your name on Saturday, and we'll see what happens.
Can I hear it one more? Can I hear it before we leave?
Just Alicia, the bomb, Baumgartner.
Period.
Baumgartner. Now the period. All right. So for that, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening in. We'll be back tomorrow. We got another great guest for tomorrow's Matchroom Radio. And until then, we'll catch you next time.
Thank you.